Turn me to Daniel chapter 4.
Lad os læse fra Daniel 4.
Daniel's in the Old Testament, just after Hezekiah.
Lige efter Hezekias. Chapter.
That's because there's no such book as Hezekiah. He was a king. But it sounds good. It confuses everybody.
Don't do that.
4:17.
4:17. About the tree?
It's the decision is announced by the messenger. The holy ones declare the verdict, so that the living may know that the Most High is sovereign over all kingdoms. Is that what it says?
Nope. That's down in 19.
Yeah, okay. Sometimes in the Danish Bible, they have different verses.
To the Daniel 4:19.
So you only trust the English version.
You used to say never trust an Englishman.
No. Yeah, no, I trust some English.
Okay. Du er blevet stor og mægtig, din magt er vokset, så den når himlen, og dit herredømme når til jordens ende. Another one?
It says that the Most High is sovereign over all the kingdoms of the earth, and he gives them to anyone he wishes.
Min skriver, at siger, at han har herredømme over himlen og jorden, og han giver den til hvem han ønsker.
Mm. God's kingdom is over every kingdom.
Guds rige er over alle andre riger.
And he gives it to whoever he wishes.
Og han giver det til hvem han ønsker.
And as we've seen in the moment, or we've seen, but we'll also see some more scriptures in the morning, he's given it to his church.
Og som vi ser i skriften her i dag, og som vi også kommer til at se nu her, at han har givet det til sin kirke.
In Matthew 6:33.
I Matthæus 6:33.
Jesus said this.
Så siger Jesus.
Seek first.
Søg først.
The kingdom of God.
Guds rige.
In other words, the highest priority in your life.
Med andre ord, den højeste prioritet i dit liv.
Must be the kingdom of God.
Må være Guds rige.
And his righteousness.
Og hans retfærdighed.
That word righteousness there.
Det ord retfærdighed på det her sted.
Can you swap with holiness?
Kan du ombytte med hellighed?
It literally means his presence in your life.
Altså hans nærvær i dit liv.
Seek first the principles of the kingdom of God and his presence in your life.
Søg først rigets principper og hans nærvær i dit liv.
And everything else will be given to you.
Og så vil alt andet blive givet til dig.
And all these things will be added unto you, he
alle
says.
De her ting bliver givet til dig.
It's so important to understand that when God starts to pour out his spirit, all our worries become insignificant.
Det er så vigtigt at forstå, at når Gud han begynder at udgive alt sit, så bliver alle vores bekymringer betydningsløse.
Because so great will we be caught up with the vision of who he is.
Fordi så stort bliver vi fanget af visionen af hvem han er.
All these little things that are really little things.
At de her små ting, som rent faktisk bare er små ting.
Just fade.
De bliver bare til
ingenting. They become insignificant.
De bliver ligegyldige.
Am I leading my life the right way?
Lever jeg mit liv på den rigtige
måde? Am I doing the right thing for God?
Gør jeg de rigtige ting for Gud?
You get so caught up with who God is, those things don't even matter
anymore. Hvis du bliver fanget af hvem Gud er, så er det faktisk lige meget.
You just want to serve him.
Så vil du bare tjene ham.
And so how is the kingdom of God governed and enforced?
Så hvordan er riget hersket og hvor er kraften?
Understand this.
Forstå det her.
Whenever you mention or start talking about the words the kingdom of God.
Så snart du nævner eller begynder at forstå Guds rige.
You're declaring war.
Så erklærer du krig.
Because there is an opposing kingdom.
Fordi der er et modstående rige.
It's not that there's two kingdoms.
Det er ikke fordi der er to riger.
Is that the one kingdom is constantly attacking the other kingdom.
Men det er, at det ene rige konstant angriber det andet rige.
In Revelation we get that vision of when the woman was giving birth.
Johannes åbenbaring fortæller om, hvordan at når kvinden gav født et barn.
That the dragon tried to attack the woman.
At dragen forsøgte at angribe kvinden.
But the spirit whisked her off into the desert to protect her.
Men ånden førte hende ud i ånd i ørkenen for at beskytte hende.
But he poured out a flood tide of evil towards her.
Men han sendte en flodbølge af ondt imod hende.
But the vision says the ground opened up and swallowed the flood.
Men skriften siger at jorden åbnede sig og slugte floden.
Till she gave birth.
Indtil hun havde givet født det her barn.
Now if you understand the Bible correctly, that it's pictorial, but it means this.
At forstå Bibelen rigtigt, så ved du at det er billedsprog, men det betyder det her.
The woman is the Old Testament church, the Jews.
Det gamle testamentlige kirke, altså jøderne.
And the child she's giving birth to is Jesus.
Og barnet, som hun føder, er Jesus.
Remember, Herod tried to kill Jesus.
Altså, Herodes forsøgte at dræbe Jesus.
But God took him away to Egypt for a short time.
Men Gud tog ham ud af landet til Egypten i kort tid.
And the evil that tried to kill him, they couldn't find him.
Og det onde, der forsøgte at dræbe ham, kunne ikke finde ham.
But then the Bible says, so the serpent or the dragon went to wage war on their offspring.
Men så står der, at dragen førte krig mod dets børn.
That's us.
Det er os.
You have the old woman, the Old Testament church, the Jews.
Kvinden, altså det gamle testamente kirke, altså jøderne.
You have the baby, the son that was born, that's Christ.
Du har barnet, altså sønnen, der blev født, Kristus.
Who is Christ's offspring?
Hvem er Kristi?
Jesus never got married and had children.
Jesus, han blev aldrig gift og fik børn.
But we're all, it's us.
Men det er os.
And he's waging war against us.
Han fører krig imod os.
Why is he waging war against us?
Hvorfor fører han krig imod os?
Because if we understand this,
fordi hvis vi forstår det her,
we'll crush his kingdom.
Så vil vi knuse hans rige.
There is a massive threat to his rulership on the earth.
Det er en magtfuld trussel mod hans
rige. That is why he's trying to stop you knowing this stuff.
Det er derfor han forsøger at stoppe dig fra at finde ud af det her.
Isaiah said and Jeremiah said that my people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge.
Isaiah og Jeremiah snakker om at mit folk bliver ødelagt på grund af manglen på visdom.
So in other words, the law of opposite is in power here.
Så de modsætningernes lov er i.
If we are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge, we succeed and are victorious because we have knowledge.
Så hvis vi bliver ødelagt fordi vi har mangel på kundskab, så vil vi være sejrende hvis vi får kundskaben.
If we just understand our authority,
hvis vi bare forstår vores autoritet i Kristus,
we'll become a powerful thing.
Så bliver vi en magtfuld ting.
Signs and wonders will follow.
Tegn og under vil følge.
Incredible miracles will be poured out.
Store mirakler vil ske.
You know, one of the things my grandmother told me about the revival in Wales, which not a lot of people know about this.
En af de ting, som min bedstemor fortalte mig om vækkelsen i Wales, og der er ikke ret mange, der ved det her.
The local bus and train company went bankrupt.
Det lokale bus og togfirma, de gik konkurs.
In my valley.
I den dal, vi boede i.
Where I come from, it was like every town had a coal mine.
Der hvor jeg kom fra, der havde hver eneste dal havde sin kulmine.
And everybody worked in the coal mine unless you were a teacher or a policeman
alle,
or something.
Medmindre du var lærer eller præst eller noget, arbejdede de her miner.
And obviously everybody would use those modes of transport to get to and from work and do everything.
Og alle ville bruge transportmidler, altså bus og tog, til at komme til og fra minen.
That train line in my valley.
Den togbane i den dal jeg kom fra.
Shut down for passengers in 1904. Lukket, in November 1904.
Lukket for passagerer i november 1904.
And it didn't open up for passengers again.
Og det åbnede ikke for passagerer igen.
Till 3 years ago.
Før for 3 år siden.
3 years ago, you can catch the train now in my valley
for
again.
For 3 år siden, nu kan du igen køre.
There's always been trains there, but they're always to take the steel from Ebbe Vale at the top of the valley and all the coal out.
Der har altid været tog der, men de har kun kunne fragtet jern og kul.
The reason it shut down because nobody was taking trains or buses at all.
Også til at de lukkede ned var at der var ikke nogen der brugte bus og tog.
Because God used to transport everybody miraculously.
Fordi Gud han transporterede alle mirakuløst.
It started one Friday night, the late night prayer meeting. You can still go to the regional late night prayer meeting. It still exists.
Det startede på en fredag aften sent bønnemøde, og du kan stadig gå til de her bønnemøder fredag aften.
That prayer meeting's been around for over 100 years.
Det her bønnemøde har eksisteret i over 100 år.
But it was seven miners, particularly from the Clennon South mine.
Der var 7 minearbejdere fra en af sydminerne.
Wanted to get to the prayer meeting on the Friday night.
Og de ville til det her bønnemøde fredag aften.
But it was 13 kilometers away down the valley.
Det var 13 kilometer længere ned i dalen.
And there was no way they were going to make it.
Der var ingen chance for de ville nå det.
So as they were in the showers, getting all the coal dust off them, talking about this.
Så mens de står i bruseren for at forsøge at vaske alt kulstøv af og snakke om det her.
One of them just said a crazy thing.
Så var der en, der sagde en skør ting.
Wouldn't it be wild if God just took us there by the Spirit like he did with Philip in the book of Acts?
Og ville ikke være vildt, hvis Gud han bare tog os der i ånden, ligesom han gjorde med Philip i Apostlenes
Gerninger. Remember in the book of Acts, Philip was talking, witnessing to the Ethiopian eunuch. Suddenly, boom, he was taken to in southern Israel and he was taken to northern Israel in an instant.
Altså i Apostlenes Gerninger læser vi om, hvordan Philip han taler med den etiopiske hofmand i Sydisrael og i instant så er han i Nordisrael.
We call it supernatural transportation.
Vi kalder det overnaturlig transport.
And it's in the Bible, it happened many times.
Det står om i Bibelen, og det sker mange gange.
And suddenly, as they got dressed and they were in the coming out of the washroom, as they opened the door of the shower room.
Og som de får er blevet vasket og har fået tøj på og åbnet døren ud fra bruser eller fra badeværelset.
All seven men.
Så alle syv mænd
walked in to the door of the church
into the prayer meeting.
13 kilometers down. Instantly.
When
that happened,
da det skete,
they got up in the prayer meeting, just told everybody what happened.
Så rejste de op på bønnemødet og fortalte alle hvad der skete.
Everybody started asking for it.
Alle begyndte at bede om det her skete.
Because it saves a lot of money.
For det sparer du mange penge på.
And within a matter of weeks, the bus company stopped and the train company stopped in that whole area because everybody experienced that at will.
Og i løbet af nogle uger så lukkede både bus og togselskab i den her dal, fordi alle oplevede de her ting.
It got
det.
So common.
Det blev så normalt.
That it wasn't just to get to church. It was to go visit grandma or go visit your sister.
Det ikke kun når du skulle til kirke, men det var også når du skulle besøge bedstemor eller din søster.
I mean, that'd still be wild today.
Og det ville være vildt i dag.
But for them, it was a normal way of life.
Men for dem var det en normal ting.
After a few months.
Efter nogle få måneder.
Can you imagine that?
Forestil dig det.
I want to go to Hawaii for tonight just to see the sun go down.
Jeg vil til Hawaii i aften, bare for at se solnedgangen.
Boom, see ya.
Farvel.
But this is what was happening.
Men det er det her der skete.
This is why we hung around all these old people in our
church.
Det er
derfor vi hang sammen med de her
gamle mennesker.
Because
they would tell us some of the craziest stories.
Fordi de fortalte os de vildeste historier.
There was another instance.
Der var en anden oplevelse.
Where one of the old ladies was telling me she was walking back from with her shopping.
Der var en dame der var på vej tilbage. Hun fortalte mig det her. Hun var på vej tilbage fra at høre ud at handle.
And she saw. This is how she described it to us. She saw little gremlins. It was like the little. Have you ever seen the movie Gremlins
sådan,
back in the 80s?
Hun så små trolde.
In a big long, 20-30 of them walking out of this house, around the road, and going back into the front room.
In like a train. Ud af rum eller ud af hus.
Just marching.
Rundt, og så ind i huset igen.
Going in and out, and she saw them as clearly as you could see me now.
Lige så tydeligt som du ser ham nu.
And she said it was weird because when I reached down, I thought they were real, but my hand just went through them.
Jeg troede de var virkelige, så jeg bøjede mig ned for at røre ved dem, men min hånd gik bare igennem dem.
Then I realized I was seeing into the supernatural realm.
Og jeg forstod bare, at jeg så ind i den åndelige verden.
So I said it to my friend.
Så jeg siger til min ven.
And so we knocked on the door.
Vi bankede på døren.
And a woman opened the door, a young woman who was crying.
Og en ung dame åbnede døren, og hun græder.
And she said, do you have any problems in the house?
Har du nogle problemer i huset?
Yeah, my mother's about to die. She's in the front room.
Siger, min mor er ved at dø. Hun er
doctors can't help her.
Doktoren kan ikke hjælpe hende.
Said God can help her.
Siger, Gud kan hjælpe hende.
Will you allow us to pray for her?
Må vi få lov til at bede for hende?
Yes, come in.
Værsgo, kom ind.
She just already had the last rites. They were expecting her to die.
Hun havde fået den sidste olie, og de var klar til, at hun skulle dø.
And they went into the living room. They went into the living room. She said, I could see that they were marching through the wall, then up onto the bed, over her body, and then just going round and round and round and round.
Jeg kunne se de her små væsener, de gik hen til, igennem væggen, hen til sofaen, op, hen over hendes krop, og ned igen, og rundt.
But
og
every
rundt,
time
rundt,
they got to her heart,
og hver gang de kom hen til hendes
they
hjerte,
hit it with their fist.
Så slog de med deres næve.
Each one, just once, boom, and then carry on walking.
Slag, og så den næste.
And they were walking like in a chain, just boom.
Og de gik som i en kæde, og boom, boom.
And physically, they couldn't see anything. Only she could see this.
Fysisk var der ikke nogen, der kunne se det her. Det var kun den her kvinde, der så det.
Her friend was like, we need to pray for her. I don't see it, but I believe you.
Hendes ven siger, vi bliver nødt til at bede for hende. Jeg kan ikke se det, men jeg bliver nødt til at tro på dig.
So, her name was Audrey. She prayed for a friend, and then God opened her eyes. She could see it. They could both see the same thing.
Så hun bad for sin veninde her, Audrey, og så åbnede Gud hendes øjne, og så de begge kunne se det.
She pulled the Bible out of her bag and just went like this over the woman's body.
Hun trak Bibelen op af sin taske, og hun slog den hen over kvindens krop.
They just saw, thinking, oh, they're waving the Bible over her body, you know.
Og de her mennesker, de troede bare, hun viftede Bibelen over
no,
kroppen.
No, she was hitting these demons.
Nej, hun slog
flying,
de her dæmoner,
hitting them, flying out of the house.
De fløj ud af huset.
As they kept marching, boom, one gone, boom, another. Som and kom, she did that 20 times.
De blev med at marchere frem, og som næste kom frem, slog den væk, og den næste, og det skete 20 gange.
Till she couldn't see anymore.
Indtil hun ikke kunne se flere.
And then she just said, Jesus, heal her.
Og så sagde hun, Jesus.
She raised that woman up from that bed. She got completely healed. She became one of the greatest missionaries from South Wales. In her old age. She was already maybe in her 40s, 50s, which back then was an old age.
Hun var allerede dengang 40, 50, det var dengang var det en sen alder.
And she became a real part. You maybe not have known, heard about her, but I've heard about her.
Jeg har hørt om hende.
That's how she got saved.
Sådan hun blev frelst.
But it was Audrey in our church at that time. She saw that.
Men det var Audrey for vores kirke dengang, som så
it
det.
It was
her.
The wrong thing to say to young men.
Det var det forkerte at sige til unge.
Because we went round everywhere looking for these little gremlin demon things.
Gremlings overalt.
Satan is destroying people's lives everywhere.
Satan ødelægger menneskers liv overalt.
But you know he has the right to do it.
Men han har rettighed til at gøre det.
Because we gave it to him.
Fordi vi gav den til ham.
But now, because of Christ's sacrifice on the cross, we have the right to stop it.
Men nu på grund af Jesu offer på korset, så har vi faktisk rettighed til at stoppe det.
The Bible says this: for this purpose Christ was revealed.
Bibelen siger, at for denne grund var Kristus åbenbart.
To destroy the works of the evil one.
For at ødelægge den ondes gerninger.
He was revealed to destroy the works of Satan.
Han blev åbenbart for at ødelægge
den ondes gerninger. And now we have that honor.
Og nu har vi den ære.
I love Psalm 100 and something. Let's have a look at it.
Jeg elsker Salme 101 eller andet.
I'll tell you what it is when I get it now. It's one of the last ones. It is Psalm 149. I'll read verse 5-9 to see if it's the same in the Danish, right? Let the saints rejoice in this honor, and let them sing for joy on their beds. May the praise of God be in their mouths, and a double-edged sword in their hands, to inflict vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples, to bind their kings with fetters, their nobles with shackles of iron, to carry out the sentence written against them. This is the glory of all God's saints. Is it the same in yours?
It's the same, yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah.
De fromme skal fryde sig i herlighed. På deres leje bryder de ud i jubel. Fra deres struber skal lyde hyldest til Gud. I deres hænder skal de have tvækket svær. De skal hævne sig på folkene, straffe alle folkeslag, og lægge deres konger i lænker, deres fornemme i fodjern. Sådan vil de fuldbyrde den dom, som står skrevet, til herlighed for alle hans fromme.
Now understand this.
Forstå det her.
A lot of the Old Testament you'll find in the New Testament.
Meget af det gamle testamente finder du rent faktisk i det nye.
And a lot of the New Testament you'll find in the Old Testament. It's all the Word of God.
Og meget af det nye testamente finder du i det gamle.
We cannot get rid of one.
Du kan ikke slippe af med den ene af dem.
I get annoyed when I hear people in church say, "Oh, but that's the Old Testament. We don't need to listen to that."
Jeg bliver sur når jeg hører i kirken at folk siger, "Jamen det er bare det gamle testamente."
Rubbish.
Hold up.
If it's in the old, it'll be in the new.
Hvis det er det gamle, så er det også det nye.
Where do we read of someone using a double-edged sword in the New Testament?
Hvor læser vi om et tveægget sværd i det nye testamente?
Not rhetorical.
Ikke retorisk.
Means I want to svar.
The full armor of God.
Ephesians 6, first of all, the armor of God, that the sword of the Spirit is the word.
Ephesians 6.
What else?
Et sværd.
The word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword, can separate between bone and marrow, soul and spirit, in 2 Timothy.
And Timotheus, Guds ord er skarpere end noget tveægget sværd, det kan dele marv og ben, ånd og sjæl.
You know that scripture too?
Kender det ord?
The word of God is a double-edged sword.
Guds ord er tveægget sværd.
And we are to use the word of God. Jesus gave us that example in attack in resisting Satan. He used the word of God.
Og Jesus brugte et eksempel, da han snakkede om at stå imod Satan, at bruge Guds ord.
It is written.
Der står skrevet.
Every time.
Hver eneste gang.
He refuted Satan's temptation with the sword of the Spirit.
Han modstod Satans angreb med sværd.
What's in the Old Testament,
hvis det er det gamle testamente,
is usually pictorial of the spiritual truths of the New Testament.
Er ofte billeder på de åndelige begreber i Nye Testamente.
So it says this, that the glory or the honor of the saints.
Så det står her, at de helliges herlighed.
The saints, the word saint is a Greek word. It literally means the holy ones.
Ja, the saints betyder de herlige, hellige.
Who are the saints? That's us. We are the holy ones.
Det er os. Det er vi de hellige.
Paul often writes to the saints in Ephesus, to the saints in Corinth. Paulus
skriver til de hellige i Korinth, til de
hellige. It's the church.
Det er kirken.
And our honor, our glory.
Vores ære, vores herlighed.
We got a lot of young guys coming in.
Der er en masse unge der kommer nu.
Do you want to see what's going on? A lot of them. We'll carry on. Yeah, we'll lead them to the Lord now. Revival's breaking out. They're coming in. I've seen that happen so many times. Seen it happen so many times.
Jeg har set det ske så mange gange.
So there was I talking about? Yeah, the glory of the saints, the honor of the saints. They might want us to move the cars or parked on the bike path, maybe. Well, we'll see.
No.
Ah, okay. Okay, fint. Hi, doing. Welcome. So the glory of the saints.
Så de helliges herlighed.
Is to use a double-edged sword in the one hand.
At bruge et tveægget sværd i den ene hånd.
To inflict vengeance.
For at fremme hævn.
Punishment.
Straf.
To bind kings in irons.
For at binde konger i jern.
Nobles in shackles of iron.
Og de adelige i fodlænker.
To carry out the sentence written against them.
At udleve den dom, som er der fuldbyrde den dom, som er skrevet.
There is a judgment against Satan and his princes and his nobles and his kings.
Der er en dom mod Satan og hans adelige og hans konger.
That when Jesus shouted on the cross, it is finished.
At når Jesus råbte, det er fuldbragt.
Why was this such an explosion of power?
Hvorfor var det sådan en kraftudgivelse?
Says there was a big earthquake.
Der var et jordskælv.
Rocks exploded.
Klipperne
the revnede. Sun went dark.
Solen blev mørk.
The curtain in the temple was torn from top to bottom.
Forhænget i templet revnede fra øverst til ned.
People rose from the dead and came out of the caves.
De døde blev vækket til live.
There was a massive explosion of power.
Og en massiv kraftexplosion.
Because God's written judgment against Satan and all his fallen angels now. It's going to come to pass.
Fordi Guds nedskrevne dom over Satan og alle hans dæmoner blev.
This is a prophetic psalm.
Det er en profetisk salme.
And at the end of it, it says, "This is the glory of all his saints."
Og til slut står der, det er til herlighed for alle hans fromme.
It's our job.
Det er vores job.
As the church.
Som kirke.
To exercise the written judgment against these principalities and these powers.
At udøve den nedskrevne dom.
To bind their kings. Fjendens.
At binde konger.
And their nobles in iron.
Og de adelige.
Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
Matteus siger Jesus, hvad du binder i himlen skal være bundet på jorden.
Whatever you loose will be loosed.
Hvad end du løser skal være løst.
The gates of hell will not prevail against you.
Helvedes porte vil ikke stå imod.
James 4 verse 7, submit yourself to God.
Jakob 4:7 siger underlæg dig selv Gud.
Resist the devil.
Modstå djævelen.
And he will run away from you.
Og han vil fly.
It's in the old, it's in the new.
Det er det gamle testamente, og det er det nye testamente.
We are called to exercise God's written judgment, to take vengeance.
Vi er kaldet til at udøve Guds dom, den nedskrevne dom, til at tage hævn.
And now I don't know about you, because not everybody's the same.
Jeg ved ikke med dig, for alle er ikke ens.
But I like taking vengeance.
Jeg godt lide at få hævn.
I like fighting.
Jeg godt lide at slås.
In a funny way. I still play rugby.
Jeg spiller stadig rugby.
I train Roskilde Vikings.
Jeg træner Roskilde Vikings.
It's legalized violence on a football field.
Det er lovlig vold på en fodboldbane.
It's fantastic.
Det er fantastisk.
I grew up hunting.
Jeg voksede op som jæger.
And fighting.
Og slås.
I was in America 2-3 weeks ago with Stina in a shooting range, laughing my head off, shooting these things everywhere.
USA for nogle uger siden med blandt Stina, og vi var ude på en skydebane, og jeg grinede, fordi
the second most powerful rifle in the world, I shot it and just laughed my head off.
Den næstmest kraftige våben i verden skød jeg, og jeg bare grinede.
I like violence.
Jeg kan godt lide vold.
In a certain way.
På en vis måde.
I don't like fighting against people.
Jeg kan ikke lide at
so much.
Yeah. So meget.
Because you can't do it anymore.
For det må jeg ikke længere.
But to fight for God.
Men at slås for Gud.
To fight against these principalities and powers to set people free.
At slås mod magt og myndigheder, at sætte mennesker fri.
I'm called for war.
Jeg er kaldt til krig.
Not all of us like that.
Det er ikke alle der kan lide
Not
det.
Not everybody likes war.
Ikke os alle sammen kan
lide krig. I love it.
Jeg elsker det.
The more the battle there is, the more excited and bigger I get.
Jo større kamp der er, jo mere begejstret og jo større bliver jeg.
When it's peaceful, I have a problem.
Når det er fredstid, så har jeg problemer.
Because I don't want to fight.
Fordi jeg vil slås.
Not fight you.
Ikke mig.
Someone once gave a prophetic word.
Nogen gav mig engang et profetisk ord.
The worst people in the world to have in your church in peacetime are warriors.
De værste mennesker her i din kirke i fredstid, det er krigere.
Because they don't like peace.
Fordi de ikke kan lide fred.
It's boring.
Det er kedeligt.
But you do, they're the kind of people you want when the enemy comes banging your door.
Men det er dem du vil have i kirken når fjenden han kommer og banker på døren.
Because they just come out swinging their sword.
De kommer ud med svær svingende højt.
And we need to fight for Denmark.
Ja, vi er nødt til at kæmpe for Danmark.
There's too much darkness.
Der er for meget mørke.
Satan's had too much of his own reign.
Satan har for meget magt.
And it's time for the church to put a stop to that.
Og det er tid til kirken til at stop for det.
Last year I was asked to go preach at a Christian efterskole in Maja.
For et års tid siden der var jeg blev bedt om at gå og prædike på en efterskole i Maja, en kristen efterskole.
And I just had a sense in my spirit there was a lot of bound young people there.
Jeg havde en fornemmelse i min ånd, at der var en masse bundne unge mennesker der.
I took one of our young guys, one young leaders with us, Andy.
Og jeg tog Andy, en af vores unge ledere, med mig.
And as we were driving up to Maja,
og som vi kørte op til Maja, mod Maja,
God just said to me, you have the power, you have the authority, use it.
Så siger Gud til mig, du har magten, du har autoriteten.
I said to Andy, I said, for some reason that we're going to walk into a very dark meeting.
Og som jeg siger til Andy, vi kommer til af en eller anden grund at gå ind i et meget, meget mørkt
møde. I don't know
møde.
Why or how it's going to work out, but I'm telling you, this is going to be
jeg
a
ved
fight.
Ikke, jeg ved ikke hvorfor eller hvordan det kommer til at ske, men der bliver kamp.
I'm excited.
Jeg er spændt.
Are you ready for this?
Er du klar til det?
And he's as crazy as I am.
Og han er lige så skør som jeg.
And it was him that rugby tackled that guy in the church and hit all the chairs out the way there.
Det var ham, der tacklede den her gut i kirken.
He's a nutter.
Han er skør.
And we walk into this building.
Og vi går ind i den her bygning.
And as soon as we walk in, I could sense multiple demonic spirits.
Og som vi går ind i den her bygning, så kan jeg mærke flere
in a Christian meeting hall.
I et kristen mødelokale.
They're playing worship.
De spiller lovsang.
Singing and worshiping God.
Synger lovsang til Gud.
I said, Andy, can you feel it?
Jeg siger, Andy, kan du føle det?
He says, feel it, I can see them.
Jeg siger, føl det, jeg kan se dem.
And as we look around, man, I couldn't see him, but I could feel him. He could see
jeg
them.
Jeg kunne ikke se dem. Jeg kunne føle dem. Han kunne se dem.
So I preached the gospel for 20 minutes.
Jeg prædikede evangeliet i 20 minutter.
And I just felt the Holy Spirit say, there are demonic spirits in this room that you kids have on you. Who wants to be set free?
Og Helligånden sagde bare, der er dæmoniske ånder i det her rum, som I unge mennesker, I løber rundt
and
med.
About
hvem vil sættes fri?
About 15 young people walked out the front.
Og omkring 15 unge går foran.
It was funny.
Det var sjovt.
Now we didn't know
hvad vi ikke vidste var,
that the school that year had a lot of invandrere, foreigners.
Skolen har haft masse invandrere.
Those that have been these kids, basically some of the men were child soldiers in Africa that had been rescued.
Og nogle af dem har været børnesoldater i Afrika.
They'd murdered towns.
De har slået byer ihjel.
And they were still only 14, 15, 16 years of
14,
age.
16 år gamle.
There were some from Africa, some from Vietnam.
Afrikaner, vietnameser.
We knew this afterwards, but one guy told us about how he was offered to the demonic spirits as a human sacrifice, as a young child. But he was rescued out of that.
Og blev reddet ud af det.
And speaking to the headmaster afterwards, he said, you know, we have had so many psychological problems with these kids that are so mentally and spiritually scarred.
Forstanderen for efterskolen bagefter, han siger, vi har haft så mange psykologiske problemer med de her børn, som har været så sårede.
Coming from the most abused, horrific backgrounds.
Kom fra den mest misbrugte baggrund.
So I start praying for this first girl.
Så jeg begynder at bede for den første pige.
This other girl comes running, screaming at me and grabs hold of my hands and tries to pull them off this girl.
Den her anden pige, hun kommer løbende op mod mig og skriner og tager fat i min hånd for at trække den væk fra hende.
So Andy comes running over and just rugby tackles her and hits her to the ground.
Tackler hende, hun falder ned på jorden.
Starts praying, she starts writhing like a snake.
Og hun begynder at vride sig som en orm.
13, 14 years of age.
13, 14 år gammel.
Suddenly all hell breaks loose.
Pludselig er helvede løs i Laksegade.
This girl I was praying for, she's like,
den her
Gollum of Lord of the Rings, you know, when he goes, like that, it was freaky. All 15 of them start breaking out.
Alle 15 begynder bare.
All the normal Danish kids are like, oh, they're terrified.
Alle de normale danske elever, de bliver skrækslagne.
And like, we can't deliver them one by one.
Vi kan ikke tage dem en af en.
Suddenly the Holy Spirit says, take control.
Pludselig siger Helligånden, tag ansvar, tag kontrol.
I just shouted, silence!
Jeg råbte bare,
råb. Every single one of them, like all, stood to attention.
Alle bare stod ret.
The lot of you, now, get out.
Alle sammen, nu, ud.
I was like, pow, 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 pow. Every single one of them.
Hver eneste en af dem forlod dem.
You just felt them leave immediately.
Du kunne mærke, at de forlod dem.
And everyone just dropped to their knees crying.
Og de faldt på knæ alle sammen.
Suddenly, God just
og Guds nærvær bare kom.
All fear disappeared from everybody.
Alt frygt forsvandt fra alle.
A lot of the Christian kids just started, some of them started worshiping, some of them started crying.
Mange af de kristne børn som var der, de nogen begyndte at lovsynge Gud, andre begyndte at græde.
All these people just got delivered.
Alle de blev sat fri.
For some of the most horrific abuse.
For nogle af de vildeste misbrug.
One girl still writes to me.
En af pigerne her, hun skriver stadig til mig.
She on Facebook, she just leaves me a little message.
Jeg skriver bare en lille besked til mig på Facebook en gang imellem.
I'm still free.
Jeg er stadig fri.
Because with her situation, it was a special thing with her.
For hende var det en speciel situation.
Well, I prophesied over her because she had been set free so many times, but then it came back.
Jeg profeterede over hende, fordi hun er blevet sat fri så mange gange, og det var hver gang, det kom tilbage.
And I remember saying to her, "This will never happen again," says the Lord.
Og jeg sagde til hende, "Det her, det kommer aldrig til at ske igen," sagde Herren.
You belong to Him.
Du tilhører ham.
Just a 13-year-old girl.
13-årig gammel.
I've never seen so many in one place at one time.
Aldrig set så mange på én gang på samme sted.
All saved, all set free.
Alle blev frelst, alle blev sat fri.
One of the guys, the guy, his name is Tin from Vietnam. He's coming to our Bible school this year.
En dreng hed Tin, han kom fra Vietnam. Går på bibelskole.
Had some serious. He was the guy that was offered as a child sacrifice.
Det var han, der blev offeret som et barn til en dæmon.
All orphans.
Alle er hjemløse.
All living with Danish parents.
Som der bor med danske forældre.
None of the parents or most of the parents not Christian.
Mange af forældrene ikke kristne.
But my God broke in that night.
Men Gud han brød igennem den aften.
Because a child of God took his authority.
Fordi et Guds barn tog autoritet.
The thing was becoming a mess. The kids were getting scared. These were freaking out. Nobody knew what to do. There was a horrible evil presence in the room.
Alt var noget rodet. De danske børn, de var bange, og her børn, der var det vildt, og der var en frygtelig åndelig tilstedeværelse i rummet.
If God didn't show up, we probably would have ended up in prison.
Hvis Gud ikke var kommet, så havde vi sikkert røget i fængsel.
Freaking all these people, I can just see it in the newspaper.
Jeg kan se overskrifterne.
Wild stuff happening at a Christian boarding school.
Vilde ting sker på en kristen efterskole.
Some of the worst stories and backgrounds I've ever heard.
Nogle af de værste historier og baggrunde, som jeg nogensinde har hørt.
But no more.
Men ikke mere.
For this purpose, Christ was revealed to destroy those works.
For dette var Kristus offentliggjort for
because
at ødelægge Satans
værk. We exercise the authority that we have.
Fordi vi udøver den autoritet, vi har fået.
It's a war.
Det er en krig.
And I love it.
Og jeg elsker det.
It's dirty.
Det er beskidt.
Not everybody can handle when these things walk into the room, but we've got to learn to do it.
Det er ikke alle der kan håndtere de her ting, de sker, de kommer ind i vores verden, men vi er nødt til at lære det og tage hånd om det.
Because we gotta, there's a lot of people need setting free.
Vi der er en masse mennesker derude, som har behov for at blive sat fri.
And when revival comes,
og når vækkelsen kommer,
they will be looking to you for help.
Så det er jer, de kommer til at gå til for at få
See,
hjælp.
See, everybody asks, how do I get saved?
Alle spørger, hvordan bliver jeg frelst?
That's easy.
Det er let nok.
Be ready.
Vær klar.
Be ready.
Vær klar.
To set people free.
Til at sætte mennesker fri.
How is it enforced?
Hvordan bliver det...
When the kingdom is mentioned, they are attacking us, we then attack them.
Når de angriber os, så angriber vi dem.
Even though this kingdom is invisible,
selvom riget er usynligt,
it comes from the supernatural realm and it is more real than the natural realm.
Så kommer det fra den åndelige virkelighed, og det er mere virkelig end den virkelige virkelighed.
I'll explain this more next in 2 weeks when we look at the power, but understand this.
Jeg fortæller mere om det her om 2 uger, når vi snakker om magten, om kraften.
The supernatural realm will always...
Den overnaturlige verden vil altid
supersede, will always be stronger, will always be more real, will always, what's the word I'm looking for, will always overvinde.
Vil altid overvinde.
Will always dominate the natural realm.
Vil altid dominere den naturlige verden, den synlige verden.
The supernatural realm will always be more powerful than the natural
realm. Den overnaturlige verden vil altid have mere kraft end den naturlige verden.
You heal someone of incurable cancer through the power of God.
Når Guds kraft helbreder en uhelbredelig.
The natural realm has to give way to the supernatural realm.
Så må den naturlige verden give vige.
You understand what I'm saying? It's always more powerful.
Der er altid mere kraft.
Whether the kingdom of darkness or the kingdom of light.
Hvad enten det er Guds rige eller mørkets rige.
The spiritual powers are stronger.
De åndelige magter er stærkere.
But when you have the power of God, it oversees, it supersedes every kingdom, including the kingdom of darkness.
Men det guddommelige rige har magt over alle andre riger, selv mørkets rige.
We don't walk in our own authority. We walk in Christ's authority, what he won on the cross.
Vi går ikke i vores egen autoritet. Vi går i Kristi autoritet, som han vandt på korset.
So it has nothing to do with us.
Så det har intet med os at gøre.
You understand that?
Forstår det?
When Peter and John were walking to the temple and healed that crippled man in Acts.
Når Peter og John går til templet, Peter og Johannes går til templet og beder for den lamme mand.
They said, silver and gold I don't have.
Så siger de, sølv og guld har vi ikke.
But what I have.
Men det jeg har.
I give to you.
Giver jeg dig.
Boom, and he's healed. What did they have?
Hvad havde de?
The power of Jesus and his authority.
Jesu kraft i hans autoritet.
What I give, what I have, would give to you.
Det jeg har, det giver jeg.
Then in the argument that ensued with the religious people.
Og i argumentation med de religiøse ledere.
I love this, and if you don't get it, if you don't read it right, you miss it completely.
Så elsker jeg det her, og hvis du ikke læser det rigtigt, så misser du faktisk pointen her.
Peter says this to the Pharisees.
Peter siger det her til farisæerne.
Why are you looking at us as if it was by our own holiness and righteousness this thing happened?
Hvorfor kigger I på os, som om det var ved vores hellighed og retfærdighed, at det her det sker?
So it's nothing to do with us.
Det har ikke noget med os at gøre.
This is the power of Jesus whom you crucified.
Det her, det er ved Jesu kraft, ham I korsfæstet.
It's just that he's given it now to us.
Det er bare det, at han nu har givet det til os.
It's nothing to do with how holy or not holy you are.
Det har ikke noget med at gøre med, hvor hellig eller ikke hellig du er.
It has nothing to do with how little or how much you sin.
Det har ikke noget at gøre med, hvor lidt eller hvor meget du synder.
It has nothing to do with how big your bank balance is.
Det har ikke noget at gøre med, hvor stor din bankkonto er.
It has nothing to do with how dygtig you are.
Det har ikke noget at gøre med, hvor dygtig du er.
What's dygtig?
Good.
Good, yeah. It has nothing to do with you and your qualifications.
Det har intet at gøre med dig eller dine
kvalifikationer. Whether you're clever enough.
Om du er klog nok.
Whether you've prayed enough hours that day.
Om du har bedt nok den dag.
It has nothing to do with you.
Det har intet med dig at gøre.
The power of the cross is all in Christ. It's not in you.
Kraften i korset er i Kristus, ikke i dig.
It flows through you.
Det flyder igennem dig.
So don't think, oh, but I'm not good enough for this.
Så lad mig tænke, oh, jeg er ikke god nok til det her.
Until a lesson God taught me once.
Gud lærte mig en lektion engang.
When I was a missionary in Eastern Europe, I was about to preach to 10,000 people in an old communist army square in Slovakia.
Jeg var skulle til at prædike for 10,000 mennesker i en gammel militær forlægning i Slovakiet.
And I was scared.
Jeg var bange.
I've never preached to that many people before.
Jeg havde aldrig prædiket for så mange mennesker før.
It was in the open air and it was like we just had like a little scaffold kind of.
Det var udendørs. Vi havde kun et lille telt og en lille plet, hvad hedder sådan noget, stilas til at stå på som scene.
And I was hiding under the platform saying, God, I can't do this.
Jeg gemte mig ned under det her stilas for at se,
I'm not good enough.
Jeg er ikke god nok til
you
det.
You should have asked Billy Graham to come.
Du skulle have bedt Billy Graham.
He can do this. I can't do this.
Han kunne have gjort det. Jeg kan ikke.
You know what God said to me?
Men Gud han sagde til mig.
It didn't help.
Det hjalp ikke.
He said, whatever made you think you were good enough to do this?
Så hvad fik dig til at tro, at du var god nok til det?
You've never been good enough to preach the gospel.
Du har aldrig været god nok til at prædike evangeliet.
And he reminded me of the kind of person I was before I got saved.
Og så begyndte han at minde mig om den person jeg var før jeg blev frelst.
I'm like, well, that don't help, Lord. Now I feel worse. You're right. I'm not good enough.
Så sagde jeg, åh nej, Gud, det hjælper slet ikke. Nu jeg føler endnu
you her. Are not good enough to carry this message.
Du er ikke god nok til at udlevere.
You are a sinner.
Du er en synder.
Your sins separate you from holiness and power of God.
Din synd den skiller dig fra Guds herlighed, Guds kraft.
We are never good enough.
Vi er aldrig gode nok.
We never will be good enough.
Vi bliver aldrig gode nok.
We can't earn this. We don't deserve this. There's nothing in us that says God, you must.
Vi kan ikke fortjene det. Vi kan aldrig komme til at komme til et tidspunkt, hvor vi kan sige til Gud, Gud, du må.
That's the beauty of the cross.
Det er det smukke ved korset.
Because it doesn't matter about you.
Det handler ikke om dig.
It's about him.
Det er om ham.
I'm not good enough to get to heaven.
Jeg er ikke god nok til at komme til himlen.
But I'm washed in his blood.
Men jeg er renset i hans blod. Jeg er dækket.
I'm not clothed in my righteousness. I'm clothed in his righteousness.
Jeg står ikke i min retfærdighed. Jeg står i hans retfærdighed.
When God looks at me, he doesn't see me. He sees him.
Når Gud ser mig, så ser han ikke mig, så ser han ham.
He sees Jesus.
Han siger Jesus.
And when the holiness and the power and the authority of Christ comes upon us, it has nothing to do with us, church. It's all to do with the will of the Father.
Når helligheden, kraften og autoriteten kommer over os, så har det intet med os at gøre, så har det alt at gøre med ham.
If God is going to move, he's going to move.
Hvis Gud han bevæger sig, så kommer han til at bevæge sig.
And if you're not willing to step out and do it, he'll get someone else to do it.
Hvis ikke du er villig til at rejse dig op og gøre det, så får han anden til det.
Not even Jesus could do things what he wanted to do. He could only do what the Father.
Ingen af Jesus gør det han selv ønskede. Han kunne kun gøre det faderen ville.
So I got up on that stage.
Så jeg stillede mig op på den her scene.
God rebuked me.
Gud satte mig på plads.
Every time I've preached, even when it's been fantastic preaching, it wasn't me.
Selv alle de gange jeg har prædiket, selv når det har været fantastiske prædikener, så har det ikke været mig.
It's Jesus.
Det er Jesus
in me.
I mig.
And it's rivers of living water coming out. It's not just my own thoughts. I'm not that clever.
Og det er floder af levende vand som kommer ud. Det er ikke min egen tanke, for så klog er jeg slet ikke.
We evangelize every Thursday morning out at 7 o'clock out at the Roskilde train station, giving out cups of coffee and cake.
Vi evangeliserer hver torsdag morgen på Roskilde station, hvor vi deler kaffe ud.
One guy, I prophesied over one guy.
Jeg profeterede over en fyr på et tidspunkt.
And it was a word of knowledge exactly for him. He says, "How do you know that about me?"
Og det var et visdomsord, kundskabsord til ham lige på det tidspunkt. Han sagde, "Hvordan ved du det
he
her?"
He said, "Have you been following?" Me and reading my mail.
Har du læst mine mails?
I said, man, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm tired. I'm cold. I'm wet. I don't drink coffee, and I'm not that clever. It's too early. This is God.
Jeg siger til ham, det klokken er 7 om morgenen. Det er koldt. Det er vådt. Det regner, og jeg er træt. Og jeg har ikke drukket kaffe. Jeg drikker ikke kaffe, og så jeg er ikke vågen. Så det er ikke mig. Det er Gud.
It's definitely not me.
Det er absolut ikke mig.
It's God through us.
Det er Gud igennem os.
And Peter said, you know, why do you look at us if it's by our own righteousness we did this? No, this is Christ whom you crucified.
Peter siger, hvorfor kigger I på os, som om det er igennem vores egen retfærdighed?
We've got to understand this principle of the kingdom.
Can I be finished?
First? Sorry, yeah. We've got to understand this principle of the kingdom.
Vi er nødt til at forstå det her princip i riget.
When God chose you,
når Gud udvalgte dig,
he knew who he was choosing.
Så vidste han, hvem han valgte.
He knows how bad you are.
Han ved, hvor slem du er.
He knows how stupid you are.
Han ved, hvor dum du er.
He knows how not clever you are.
Han ved, hvor ikke særlig smart du er.
But he still chose you.
Han valgte dig stadigvæk.
He still called you.
Han kaldte dig stadigvæk.
He still calls you.
Han kalder dig stadigvæk.
And he still wants to pour his spirit in you and through you.
Og han ønsker stadigvæk at udgyde sin ånd i dig og af dig.
Don't insult his intelligence.
Lad være med at udfordre hans intelligens.
He knew what he was getting into.
Han vidste godt, hvad han havde gang i.
More than you do.
Mere end du gjorde.
But he's still confident the work can get done through you.
Men han er stadig overbevist om, at det kunne gøres gennem dig.
If you'll empty yourself and get filled with him.
Hvis du vil tømme dig selv og lade dig fylde af ham.
That's why Paul says, when you're weak.
Derfor siger Paulus, når du er svag.
When you think you're the most useless.
I din svaghed.
When you think that you're a worm.
Når du synes du er det værste, det laveste.
That's when you're at your strongest.
Det er du som stærkest.
Because it's there your flesh is out of the way and God can move.
For der er dit kød ud af vejen, og så er det dig der kan bevæge dig i ånden.
Some of the greatest moves of God I've ever seen in my ministry has been when I've been at my worst, not my best.
Nogle af de stærkeste udgivelser i mit liv, jeg har set, det er, når jeg har været på de svageste tidspunkter, ikke på de stærkeste tidspunkter.
That day, over 250 people give their lives to Jesus.
Den dag blev over 250 mennesker frelst.
It started the church there.
Det startede en kirke på det sted.
It was a massive response.
Der var en massiv respons på den.
I got off that pulpit feeling just as bad as when I got up on that pulpit.
Da jeg gik ned på platformen, følte jeg lige så dårligt som jeg.
It didn't make me feel any better. Better.
Det fik mig ikke til at føle mig bedre.
God had told me I'm worthless and useless.
Gud havde fortalt mig, jeg var ubrugeligt.
And I realized it.
Og jeg indså det.
And when I sat down on that stilos underneath it at the end of that sermon.
Og da jeg satte mig på det her stilos bagefter efter den her prædiken.
That's when the Holy Spirit came and says, "But I still love you."
Hvor der Helligånden kom til mig og sagde, "Men jeg elsker dig stadigvæk."
And I have still chosen you to do this work.
Og jeg har stadig valgt dig til at gøre det her arbejde.
I never argued with God again.
Jeg har aldrig argumenteret med Gud siden.
If God doesn't move, it's his fault.
Hvis Gud han ikke bevæger sig, så er det hans problem.
Or it's because he doesn't want to do something right now.
Eller så er det fordi han ikke ønsker at gøre det lige nu.
But I will pray for everybody I can.
Men jeg vil bede for hvem som helst jeg kan.
Because more often than not, God does something.
For oftere end ikke, så gør Gud noget.
But when it comes to the kingdom of darkness,
for når det kommer til mørkets rige,
it has to fall.
så er det nødt til
I will not leave a person in bondage.
Jeg vil ikke efterlade en eneste
unless
person
they want to be in bondage.
Vel, med mindre de ønsker at være bundet.
Most people don't want it.
De fleste mennesker ønsker det
and
ikke.
We have the power and the authority to set them free.
Og vi har magten og autoriteten til at sætte dem fri.
So just as Adam was told to subdue the earth, God says to us, subdue this planet.
Og som Gud han sagde til Adam, underlæg dig jorden, så siger han til os, underlæg
jer
denne
God
planet.
Just as God chose a man Adam to do it first, he chooses us, his body, to do it now.
Præcis som Gud han valgte Adam til at gøre det, så vælger han os, hans til at gøre det.
The problem is that where God's will is not established on earth,
hvor Guds vilje ikke er synlig på jorden,
it's because there's not a church willing to do it.
Så det fordi at der ikke er en kirke der villig til at gøre det.
Or they're not following in obedience.
Eller de ikke følger i adlyder i lydighed.
Or it's because they are ignorant.
Eller fordi de ignorerer det.
They don't know who they are.
De ved ikke hvem de er.
Either way, Satan's winning.
Og uanset hvad så vinder Satan.
We have to wake up, church.
Vi er nødt til at vågne op, kirke.
We have to understand that the whole authority of heaven and earth that Christ bought it back on the cross he's given to us.
Vi er nødt til at forstå at hele den autoritet som Kristus han vandt på korset, det han har givet tilbage til os.
It takes some practice.
Det kræver træning det her.
But you try fighting with a sword, you're useless at first.
Men hvis du har prøvet at kæmpe med svær, så ved du godt du er håbløs til at starte.
But don't give up.
Men lad være med at give op.
If you prayed for 90 people and not one of them have gotten healed, don't give up.
Hvis du har bedt for 90 mennesker og ingen er blevet helbredt, så lad være med at give op.
Look at Heidi Baker.
Se på Heidi Baker.
Missionary in Africa.
Missionær i Afrika.
She prayed for 90 people
to get healed.
Hun bad for 90
mennesker for at skulle blive frelst.
None of them got healed.
Og ingen af dem blev helbredt.
But she prayed for the 91.
Men hun bad for nummer 91.
And they got healed of deafness.
De blev helbredt for døvhed.
And suddenly, boom! Everybody she prayed for from that point on got healed.
Helbredt, når hun beder for dem.
Don't give up.
Lad være med at give op.
Keep exercise. And if that dog bites you when you told it not to, don't give up.
Og hvis hunden bider når du siger den ikke skal.
Do it again. And again. And again. And again. Because there's coming a day when suddenly every time you open your mouth.
For der kommer en dag, hvor hver eneste gang du åbner din mund, så kommer Guds rige.
It's governed and enforced through us.
Det er via os, det her det sker.
It's through us.
Det er via os.
But if we keep quiet, nothing happens.
Men vi forbliver stille, så kommer ikke til at ske noget.
So it's a question of courage.
Så det handler om mod.
You know, Peter knew.
Peter vidste godt.
If you step out of the boat in the middle of the night in the middle of a storm, you're going to die.
Altså, hvis du træder ud af båden i midt i en storm midt om natten, så kommer du til at dø.
But he can see Jesus standing on the water.
Men han kunne se Jesus stå ude på vandet.
So he jumped out of the boat.
Så han hoppede ud af båden.
He walked on water.
Han gik på vandet.
But at the closer he got to Jesus, he noticed those waves were big and he began to doubt and he began to sink.
Men jo nærmere han kom på Jesus, jo mere så han bølgernes størrelse, og han begyndte at tvivle.
But Jesus reached out his hand and pulled him up, and they walked back together.
Og Jesus rækker hans hånd ud, og han trækker ham op, og de går sammen tilbage.
There is a process at the beginning of walking on water where you learn.
Der er en proces i begyndelsen af det her med at gå på vand, hvor du lærer.
Where you realize without Jesus, if you start looking at the problems and not at the problem solver, you start sinking.
Hvor du indser, at hvis du begynder at kigge på problemet i stedet for problemløseren, så starter du med at synke.
But he'll never let you go.
Men han vil ikke lade dig han slipper dig.
Just when you think that's it, I'm a dead man, boom, he lifts you up and you walk on water together.
Når du kommer til et punkt, hvor du tror nu er jeg død, nu er det færdigt, så tager han fat i dig og så kan du gå på vandet sammen med ham tilbage.
Jesus gave us that example.
Jesus han gav os det eksempel.
When we are living our lives by the principles of the kingdom.
Når vi lever vores liv efter rigets principper.
The general will of God.
Den generelle Guds vilje.
When we understand the kingdom, the authority that God has given us.
Når vi forstår den autoritet som han har givet os.
And are willing to start exercising that authority.
Og er villige til at begynde at bruge den autoritet.
That lays the foundation.
Det ligger fundamentet.
It lays the launch pad.
Det ligger affyringsrampen.
That the power can come and flow.
At ånden kan komme og flyde.
And that's what we're going to look at in 2 weeks time.
Og det kommer vi til at kigge på om 14 dage.
The power of God.
Guds kraft.
Exercise the kingdom.
Jon.
Learn more of the principles of the kingdom.
Lær mere af
get
principperne.
Them more in your life.
Få mere ind i dit liv.
We're all on a walk. We're all on a journey. We're all in the process.
Vi er alle sammen på vandring. Vi er alle sammen i gang med processen.
Walk that walk.
Vandre vejen.
Hear the call and fulfill it.
hør kaldet og udfyld det.
Your personal call.
Dit personlige kald.
What is that?
Hvad er det?
I need you to fulfill your call so that mine can also be fulfilled.
Jeg er nødt til at du udfylder dit kald, for så ellers kan mit ikke blive udført.
Because you would not, you don't not understand how much of what I do affects you and what you do affects me.
Du forstår ikke hvor meget det du gør som påvirker mig og mig, det jeg gør der påvirker mig.
There is a massive chain reaction going on in the spiritual realm.
Der er en åndelig kædereaktion i gang her.
Just the fact that you are here this afternoon.
Bare det faktum at du er her i eftermiddag.
God is as there's a great English word that it has not conjoined, he has converged us. It brought us all this to such a time as this.
Ja, han har ført alt på det tidspunkt her.
Yeah, okay. Converge.
Han har forandret os.
There's a convergence.
Der er en forandring.
That we can meet together, catch the same spirit and go out.
At vi kan fange den samme ånd og gå ud.
Not all of us like the confrontation evangelism.
Det er ikke alle der kan lide den her konfronterende evangelisme.
God never made you that way.
Det er ikke sådan Gud har skabt dig på den måde.
But there is a way God calls you to evangelize.
Men der er en måde som Gud har kaldt dig til at evangelisere.
That you're gonna love.
Som du kommer til at elske.
It's like a fingerprint. It just fits you.
Det er som et fingeraftryk. Det passer.
I'd hate it. I'd hate the way you do it.
Jeg hader den måde du gør det på.
You might not like the way that I do it.
Det er ikke sikkert, du kan lide den måde jeg gør det på.
But you know there are people out there that need me.
Men der er folk derude der behøver mig.
They wouldn't accept it from you.
De vil ikke have det fra dig.
But they'd accept it from me and my character and the way that I present the gospel.
Men for mig og på den måde jeg gør det på.
But there are other people that wouldn't accept mine, but they would accept yours.
Men der er andre mennesker som ikke vil acceptere det fra mig, men fra dig.
Find out what that is.
Find ud af hvad det er.
See, you might not like going out onto the street.
Det går ved du ikke kan lide at gå ud på gaden.
I laugh when I go out on the street.
Griner,
it's fun.
Det er sjovt.
Some people get horrified and terrified.
Og nogle bliver frygtelig bange for det.
Other people find out what it is.
Ja, find ud af hvad det er.
This kingdom that we have is a kingdom that we read earlier that cannot be shaken. Hebrews 12:28.
Det rige vi har står der i Hebræerne 12 som vi læste før, at det er et rige der ikke kan rystes.
We read in 1 Chronicles 29:12, it's a kingdom that rules over every other kingdom and government there is.
Kronikker læser om hvordan det er et rige som hersker over alle andre riger der er.
Isaiah chapter 9, it has a clearly defined head who's in charge of our
Isaiah
kingdom.
Isaiah lige fortæller om, at det har et klart defineret hoved, som er har ansvaret her.
Daniel 4 verse 3, our kingdom has absolute authority.
Og Daniel 4 snakker om, hvordan vores rige har absolut autoritet.
And 1 Timothy 6 verse 15-16 says this authority will last forever.
Siger at den her autoritet den varer for evigt.
You see, it started at the cross 2,000 years ago, but it will never end.
Det startede på korset for 2,000 år siden, men det vil aldrig ende.
Satan's defeat started at the cross.
Satans nederlag startede på korset.
We are just enforcing it in our generation.
Vi udfører det bare her i vores generation.
Turn with me to finish.
For at slutte slår vi op i
Romans 16.
Romerne 16. Come on to Romans.
Verse 20.
Vers 20.
The God of peace will soon crush Satan.
Men frelsens Gud vil snart lægge Satan knust under jeres fødder.
Whose feet?
Hvis fødder?
Your feet.
Jeres fødder.
Not under Jesus' feet.
Ikke under Jesu fødder.
Not under someone else's feet.
Ikke under nogen andens fødder.
And your
men under
feet.
Jeres fødder, dine fødder.
In the book of Revelation.
I åbenbaringen. Johannes åbenbaring.
There's the prophecy of how Satan's head will be crushed.
Så er der profetien om hvordan Satans hoved skal knuses.
And in Genesis there's the prophecy of Satan's head being crushed.
Og i første Mosebog er der profetien om hvordan Satan's
how are those two connected?
Hvordan de forbundet?
This is how they're connected.
Sådan her.
When God prophesied to Eve,
da Gud han profeterede over Eva,
there will be war between you and the serpent.
At der vil være krig mellem dig og slangen.
He will bruise your heel, but you will crush his head.
Han skal hugge dig i hælen, men du skal knuse hans hoved.
That's a prophecy of the Messiah, Jesus.
Det er et profeti over Messias, Jesus.
Satan bruised his heel.
Satan han huggede ham i foden.
But he crushed his head.
Men han knuste hans hoved.
And now he gives that authority and right to the church.
Og nu giver han den kraft og den autoritet til kirken.
We'll soon crush Satan under our feet.
Vi vil hurtigt snart lægge Satan under vores fødder.
In that pictorial thing we looked at in Revelation of the woman giving birth.
I det det billede vi så i Åbenbaringsbogen fra hvor om kvinden der skulle give
birth. In a normal birth.
Normal fødsel.
The first part of the baby to be born is the head.
At den første del af hovedet, at barnet der blev født, altid hovedet.
Jesus was born first.
Jesus blev født først.
The Bible says he is the first fruit.
Han er den første fødte.
He's the head.
Han er hovedet.
He came out first and led the way.
Han kom ud først og viste vejen.
And then throughout the last 2000 years the rest of the body of Christ is being born.
Og igennem de sidste 2000 år er resten af kroppen blevet født.
After the head it's the neck.
Efter hovedet er det halsen.
Then the shoulders.
Så skuldrene.
Then the arms and the body.
Arme og kroppen.
Then the legs and the knees.
Så knæene.
The last part of the baby to be born at the feet.
Det sidste del af barnet der blev født er fødderne.
Prophetically speaking, the last part of the body of Christ to be given birth is the feet.
Profetisk set, det sidste del af Kristi legeme der skal fødes er fødderne.
We are the feet.
Vi er fødderne.
We are probably the last one or two generations before he comes again.
For min den sidste generation eller to før
Jesus
han kommer tilbage.
Is coming again soon.
Han kommer snart.
We are in the last days.
Vi er i de sidste dage.
And the feet, the last part of the baby to be born is us.
Og det sidste del af babyen der skal fødes er os.
We get to be the one that smashes Satan's head.
Det er os der får lov til at knuse Satans hoved.
By understanding who we are.
Ved at forstå hvem vi er.
This last revival before Jesus comes
den
again.
Den sidste vækkelse før Jesus kommer tilbage.
It's going to be you and me.
Det bliver dig og mig.
It's going to be me and you.
Dig og mig.
It's us.
Det er os.
We're the ones that are alive.
Det er os der er levende.
We're the ones that are going to raise the foot. Christ is going to raise this leg, but we're the feet.
Kristus han kommer til at løfte foden, men det er os der er foden.
It'll be we'll get a bruising.
Vi bliver formentlig såret.
It's a battle. It's a
det
fight.
Det er en kamp.
But it's one we are destined to win.
Men vi er forbestemt til at vinde den.
We are destined to see these houses filled with people worshiping God.
Vi er forbestemt til at se de her huse fyldt med mennesker der lovpriser
Herren. Every street in this country alive with the fire of Jesus.
Hver eneste gade i det her land er fyldt med Guds ild.
What's the train company name?
Hvad hedder DSB?
DSB is going to go bankrupt.
DSB går bankrupt. Oh, they're doing a great job already.
Aviva, okay. SAS
Arriva,
is going to go out of business.
Det er de også i gang med.
Huh?
Det er de også i gang med.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Ryanair will cease to trade in Denmark.
Ryanair vil stoppe med at flyve i Danmark.
Because if we want to go to Britain, boo, see ya, bye.
Fordi hvis vi skal til England, så woof.
Do we believe that? It's happened before.
Det er sket før.
Why can't it happen again?
Hvorfor kan det ikke ske igen?
It's happened in the Bible.
Det er sket i Bibelen.
Jesus said we're going to do greater things than this.
Jesus siger, vi kommer til at gøre større ting.
Depends what we believe in.
Det handler om hvad tror vi virkelig på.
The God of peace will soon crush Satan.
Fredens Gud vil snart knuse Satan.
Our feet
under
let
fødder.
God give you birth this afternoon.
Lad Gud føde dig den her eftermiddag.
That you won't put up with stupidity spiritually speaking anymore.
At du er færdig med åndelig dumhed.
You're fed up with Satan having his way no more.
Færdig med at Satan får det på sin
what
måde.
I bind will be bound, what I loose will be loosed in the name of Jesus.
Binder vil være bundet, og hvad jeg løser vil være løst.
And learn to swing your sword.
Lad os svinge dit svær.
Let's pray.
Lad os bede.
Hallelujah. Let's just have a time with the Lord right now.
Lad os bare have en tid med Gud lige nu.
Oh, Jesus, see what he wants to do with us.
Lad os se, hvad han vil gøre.
Mighty God, this is the first of an incredible destiny that God has.
Det er den første af en forudbestemmelse, Gud han har.
Wanted to give birth on Sjælland.
Han ønsker at føde et land på Sjælland.
I won't be satisfied.
Jeg er ikke tilfreds.
When I stand before Christ in heaven,
når jeg står foran Kristus i himlen,
but haven't seen revival hit this nation,
har set en vækkelse ramme den her nation.
God, what happened?
Gud, hvad skete?
I will be disappointed.
Jeg vil være skuffet.
Because he called me to come here to see and do and be part of this.
Fordi han kaldte mig til at komme her og blive en del af det.
I didn't leave another country.
Jeg forlod ikke et mit land.
To come here and just because Denmark's nice.
For at komme her fordi Danmark er rart.
There are nicer places in the planet to live.
Der er rare steder på jorden at leve her.
I come because God promised me revival.
Jeg kom fordi Gud han lovede mig vækkelse.
That he would use me here.
Fordi han ville bruge mig her.
That I'd be part of it.
At jeg var en del af det.
That you'd be part of it.
At du ville være en del af det.
Do not let your heart be still unless you see it.
Lad være med at lade dit hjerte være tilfreds, før du ser det.
Father, you have called us into your kingdom for such a time as this.
Far, du har kaldt ind i dit rige for en tid som denne.
And Lord, the cry of our hearts is that you would pour out again before you come.
Og far, det er råbet for vores hjerte, at du vil komme igen, før du kommer tilbage.
One last time, Jesus.
Endnu en gang, Jesus.
One last time we'll see the glory of God in the land of the living.
En sidste gang, vi vil se din herlighed i de levendes land.
That the revivals that we've heard of in the past.
At vækkelserne, vi har hørt om i fortiden.
Would not just be something we dream about, Lord.
Ikke bare noget, vi drømmer om, Herre.
We want to see you.
Vi vil se dig.
We want to see you glorified.
Vi vil se dig.
We want to see you high and lifted up.
Vi vil se dig højt opløftet.
Before we die or get raptured, God, we want to see this country saved.
Før vi dør eller bliver bortrykket, så vil vi se det her land frelst.
We want to see the miracles.
Vi vil se miraklerne.
We want to see what your word tells us about be reality.
Vi vil se, hvad dit ord fortæller os om er virkeligheden.
No sickness.
Ingen sygdom.
No demonic.
Ingen demonisk magt.
God, no stupidity of humankind.
Dumhed af menneskelig magt.
Just you,
bare dig,
and your church,
og din kirke,
strong and beautiful bride,
stærk og smuk brud,
every house saved,
hver eneste hus frelst,
every town full of worship,
hver by fyldt af din herlighed,
every field of sheep and cow and corn and grass covered in the glory of the Lord as the water covers the sea,
hver eneste mark i det her land fyldt af din herlighed.
Are we clutching a dream, Lord?
Er vi klynger vi os til en drøm nu, Gud?
Or is this a reality that you want?
Eller er det her den realitet du ønsker, den virkelighed du ønsker?
It's what you want, Lord.
Det er det du ønsker, Herre.
Because your word tells us, let us to pray your kingdom come and your will be done.
Fordi dit ord siger, vi skal bede dit rige komme, din vilje ske.
Oh, increase our hunger.
Og øg vores hunger, Herre, vores sult.
Increase our thirst.
Øg vores tørst.
Lord, increase our knowledge.
Gør vores viden større.
Increase the opportunity to practice.
Øg muligheden for at øve os.
Increase your pouring of your spirit upon our lives.
Øg din udgydelse af ånd på vores liv.
That fires break out across this island.
At branden bryder ud på tværs af den her ø.
The whole cities become saved.
At hele byer bliver frelskede.
Every hospital empty.
At hvert hospital vil være tømt.
Every mental institution healed.
Hver eneste mental hospital vil være helbredt.
Every corner of darkness and sin broken in Jesus' name.
Hver eneste hjørne af mørke og synd brudt i Jesu navn.
And above all else, Lord.
Og mere end alt andet, Jesus.
To see you.
At se dig.
High and lifted up.
Højt opløftet.
To see you face to face.
At se dig ansigt til ansigt.
We know, Lord, that Moses couldn't see God the Father face to face.
Vi ved, at Moses ikke kunne se faderen ansigt til ansigt.
He just saw your wake.
Han så bare et skimmer.
But we can see you face to face.
Men vi kan se dig ansigt til ansigt, Jesus.
We can see you.
Vi kan se dig.
Cause your holiness to fall. Oh. So ramashkana maraginda rabaranda. Let your glory fill this place, Lord.
Let your herlighed fill this sted, Herre.
Kushikina maranda. No namashanda. Jesus. Oh, namashada banaginda namanaginda. I don't know most of you today.
Jeg kender ikke de fleste af jer i dag.
I'm looking forward to getting to know you all.
Jeg glæder mig til at lære jer at kende.
But today,
men i dag,
God is in the house.
Er Gud i huset.
And maybe you're at that place where your hunger and your heart and love for Jesus is growing and growing.
Og måske er du på det sted, hvor din sult og din hunger efter Jesus bare vokser og vokser.
But maybe you're in a place where you're a little bit dry and barren right now.
Men måske er du også på et sted, hvor du er en lille smule tør og gold lige nu.
You need God to raise you up.
Du behøver at Gud han rejser dig op.
I want to pray with you.
Jeg vil gerne bede for dig.
If that's you.
Hvis det er dig.
Maybe we're all here because we're all hungry.
Måske er vi alle sammen her fordi vi er sultne.
And that's great.
Og det er fantastisk.
Then we'll just finish our meeting this afternoon praying for one another.
Så vi vil bare slutte med at bede for hinanden.
But if you're dry today.
Men hvis du er tør i dag.
Come out and let me pray with you.
Så kom herud, så lad mig bede for dig.
Jesus. That God takes us on this journey together.
At Gud han tager os på den her rejse sammen.
Jesus.
Jesus. Mm.